audience turned to somebody and said, "Do you ever find yourself talking with the dead?" There are three tiny death's heads carved out of mammoth tusk on the ledge in my bathroom. They grin at me in the morning when I'm taking a leak, but they say very little. Outside Phnom Penh, there's a tower, glass paneled, maybe 10 meters high, filled with skulls from the killing fields. Most of them lack the lower jaw, so they don't exactly grin, but they whisper, as if from a great distance, of pain, and of pain left far behind. 18,000 empty eye holes peering out at the four directions. Electric fly buzz, green moist breeze. Bone-colored Brahma bull grazes wet-eyed, hobbled in hollow of mass grave. In the neighboring field, a small herd of young boys plays soccer, their laughter swallowed in expanding silence. And this is too big for anger, it's too big for blame. We stumble through history so humanly lame. So I bow down my head, say a prayer for us all, that we don't fear the spirit when it comes to call. Sun will soon slide down into the far end of the ancient reservoir. Orange ball merging with its waterborne twin below airbrushed edges of cloud. But first, it spreads itself, a golden scrim behind fractal sweep of swooping flycatchers, silhouetted dark green trees, blue horizon. Rains are late this year. The sky has no more tears to shed. But from the air, Cambodia remains a disc of wet green bordered by bright haze. Water-filled bomb craters, sun-streaked gleam, stitched in strings across patchwork land, march west toward the far hills of Thailand. Macro analog of Angkor Wat's temple walls, intricate bas-relief of thousand-year-old battles pitted with AK rounds. And under the sign of the seven-headed cobra, the Naga who sees in all directions, 7 million landmines lie in terraced grass, in paddy, in bush. Call it a mindscape now. Sally holds the beggar's hand and cries at his scarred up face and absent eyes and right leg gone from above the knee. Tears spot the dust on the worn stone causeway, whose sculpted guardians, row on row, half frown, half smile, mysterious, mute. This is too big for anger. It's too big for blame. We stumble through history so humanly lame. So I bow down my head, say a prayer for us all, that we don't fear the spear when it comes to call. This is too big for anger, it's too big for blame. We stumble through history so humanly lame. So I bow down my head, say a prayer for us all, that we don't fear the spirit.